This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee this morning is Michaela Miller, a candidate in Bethel's upcoming city council election. Here to speak with her is KYUK's Francisco Martinez-Cuello. Good morning, Francisco and Michaela.
Good morning, Mary-Kate. Thank you. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning.
Yeah, so let's get to know Michaela a little bit better. So tell me where you're from, and we'll start there.
All right. Well, I'm originally from, I consider the Midwest. I moved around a little bit, but I moved here from South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where I went to college, where my undergrad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you got your undergrad in English?
I did, yes.
And why English?
I very much love research and love looking at older English and older vernaculars and kind of deciphering what's going on. I love Shakespeare and Shakespearean writing. I think it's very interesting to like try and put it in the context of current society and how people considered whether Shakespeare was a feminist or not based on his writing and his literature and deciphering that. I really enjoy that and being able to back up that argument with, you know, research and other things.
Yeah, and then what else did you do after you graduated?
Pretty much promptly after graduating my undergrad, I started applying for jobs, you know, as many as I could, and I found a library job as a youth services coordinator here in Bethel at the Kuskokwim Consortium Library, and it just seemed perfect for me. I love kids. I've wanted to work in a library, and library jobs, especially during COVID when I was applying, were kind of scarce, and so it was just looking for something. And I think for me, a very important part of moving to someplace is finding that community and the community value. I grew up in small towns. This is kind of Bethel. The size of Bethel is actually big compared to where I moved from. So when I was applying for jobs, I was like, well, maybe Bethel, Alaska. I know I wanted to get my master's degree, and my supervisor, Teresa Quiner, was very supportive of that. So I was like, well, I guess I'm moving to Alaska. So I graduated from my undergrad in May, got hired in July, and moved in August. So pretty quick turnover there for me.
Yeah. So have you ever been to Alaska?
Up till that point, no.
Oh, wow. So what were your thoughts? I think it's different because you landed here during COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that whole experience must have been surreal. I mean, what were your thoughts on that?
It was interesting to move here during like that whole crisis and time, because I took so many COVID tests before and during, and you know, starting out in Bethel, 2 weeks stuck in an apartment with a roommate who I had never met before was a new experience for me. But honestly, it's how people around me who didn't know me tried so hard to connect with me and make sure I connected with this community and that I found community here. Within 2 days, someone had gone to the store and picked up groceries, someone I'd never met before.
Wow.
Had no idea. Like, and they were just like, well, we just want to make sure you're doing okay and that you have everything you need. And, you know, that was surreal. And then also trying to figure out, you know, I had just been learning how to do school online for a semester and having to figure out how to start employment. My first full-time professional job during the time of COVID was certainly an interesting experience, and navigating that, it was a whole nother challenge. And now unlearning that, because now that we're kind of out of that, but it's still in the background, you know, still kind of there. But still unlearning and moving on from that, not knowing that was the norm for so long and now it's not. So now how do we progress to what is now considered normal or was considered normal that I have no experience with? So that's been a fun journey to learn.
And why do you think community is so important?
When you are kind of, and I don't want to use the word trap, that seems like an aggressive word, but when you're kind of in conglomeration, there we go, of people, and there's no road system, there's no kind of way out. These people are your community. In a sense, they are your family. And I think part of the reason we have so much turnover is people don't find their community here, or they don't see the beauty that is in this community. Community, to me, is like how you get through the day. You have these people around you who care about you and want what's best for you and want to support you, even though they don't really know you, but they know that you matter and that you are a part of this community, and they want you to know that you matter. I can't imagine something more beautiful than that, like a group of people who are just going to accept you no matter what, even like no matter where you come from, your diversities, anything like that. And here's a group of people who are like, well, you're here, you're committed to the community like me, we're together in this no matter what it is. And that's just insanely beautiful to me.
And so your commitment or passion to the community that you're in, is that what drove you to put your name in for city council, or no?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's a massive part of it. I also, I want to be more involved as well. You know, I work at the library, so I see the community every day. I'm with the kids, I'm helping people, I'm seeing people move to Bethel and then leave Bethel within 6 months, and you recognize the patterns and notice trends, and I just want to help if I can in some of the places where I think we could use some help. And maybe my input would be helpful if people want to listen to it, and I'd be glad to offer it. But I also want to be able to serve my community more than I have up till now. You know, I've been working on my master's degree, so I feel like I've lacked involvement in some way. But now that I'm done with that, I'm able to fully commit more of my time to the community.
And you're also pretty young. I mean, it speaks to like how do you think that more young people should be involved in government and local politics?
Absolutely. I believe in a range of voices, right? So I think that many people don't understand the processes that go into local government. I think that people don't necessarily hear a lot from younger youth. I know that younger generations. I know that there have been historically a lot of younger people involved in local city government here in Bethel. But at this time, I believe I'm the youngest running. So it's kind of, and there will be, if I'm being honest, a little bit of a learning curve for me to get into that. But I'm more than capable of learning. And I also am very excited. But I do believe in the diversity of voices should be represented, and that includes generational voices.
And so, you know, last night, are you used to public speaking? I mean, some people are petrified of public speaking, so like I could imagine that doing this candidate forum would be, kind of overwhelming. So like, what, you know?
I'm not overwhelmed by public speaking.
Okay, good.
I enjoy it to some degree. I was a theater minor in college. I love theater. I love the arts. But it is scary to go up there, and it's because you can have opinions about topics and you can think what's best, especially in regards to our community. But to voice those for everyone to hear is a little intimidating, mm-hmm. I would say, because it makes you like, I believe in matter like perspectives and understanding everyone's perspective, and listening to the candidates and hearing what they had to say. I'm like, oh, that person, you're so smart. That was a really good answer. I really enjoyed that answer, and listening to topics and people's opinions, it was really cool. I believe I am well-spoken enough that I do well in those situations, but I still can appreciate when I was like, oh my goodness, that was a great answer. That was really, I truly believed in what they were saying and truly was like, oh my gosh, these people. It's a good group of people, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have any other thoughts on the candidate forum last mm-hmm. night?
I think I would say when you said intimidating, the intimidating part was, I think, the timing. You have to consider a complete answer and give that in under 30 seconds. It was difficult. At one point, I couldn't even answer a question because I was just like, my mind went absolutely blank. And I was like, well, I'm not going to waste everyone's time mm-hmm. and just try and like, save myself here. I'm just going to back out gracefully if I can. But it's a really good platform to get a gist of what everyone is kind of about, what their passions are, why they're running. It was also a good way to, like, connect with the other candidates, I think, for me, being like, I think sometimes you just see a name on a ballot and you don't know who that person is. Mm-hmm. And I think that was definitely true for me last time. And this was a good way for me to see, you know, who these candidates are and who they're going to, like, that's a bad way to say that, but way to just actually connect with someone who is potentially going to be my voice for the community.
Right. And do you remember the question that you blanked out? Here's your opportunity to answer it.
I do, because I was mortified in the moment.
Okay.
It was the, how do you handle conflict?
Oh, there.
And that's a funny one to blank on, actually. Mm-hmm. It's like, how do I handle conflict? I don't, actually. I'm not going to answer, no. I believe in conflict resolution. I am a firm believer in having empathy for other parties and to always trying to see things from someone else's point of view. Because I'm only one person. I only have my experience to fall back on. And that is a singular person's experience from a specific economic background. So how can I say what's best for something when I don't have as much experience in that thing as someone else might? So I think considering those options, you should always have empathy for what someone else is going through and what their mindset is and their history on a topic and be able to listen to that. Without emotional, like, distress coming in. So that is my belief.
So do you believe you have roots in Bethel, or do you believe you're going to stay in this community for a while?
Absolutely. Yeah. I believe this community already has so many wonderful things in it, but I also am committed to helping make this community even that much better. I do recognize some of the things, and some things that have been brought to me is, job, the transient culture that comes in where we have 6 months of people here and then they're gone again and we never see them again. So there's so many, like, Bethelites who are, they don't interact with these people and don't even want to connect with them because they're just going to leave in 6 months. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of commitment to put into someone who's just going to leave. And I understand that. But I'm also, as someone who was in that point, people kept asking me, well, are you going to stay? Right. Even now, people keep asking me, are you going to stay? I'm like, I'm not leaving. If I was leaving, I would tell you. But I'm not. I have no plans to leave. I'm committed to helping this community, whether it be on the city council or just at the library or in any other capacity that I can. So why would I want to? It is. I find that just so funny. That kind of. It's like probably multiple times a year since I've moved here, everyone has asked me, how long are you going to stay in Bethel for?
So I won't ask that.
Thank you.
But, like, so what other activities do you enjoy participating? I would imagine you're berry picking, you know, just this past season, hunting, fishing. I mean, what other things do you do?
Well, here's the fun story. We have not a lot of people who work at the library, but, you know, we take turns in doing those things. So I am typically at the library so my coworkers can go do those things. Okay. Do I reap the benefits of those things? Absolutely, I do. But I unfortunately don't necessarily get the time to go do that. But I do. I am a reader, surprisingly. I love to read. I am a hobbyist. I like to craft, embroider, sew. I think I'm big into the arts. I'm trying to get the Bethel's Actors Guild back up if I can. We're in communication with SWAG to maybe do that. So get the community back with theater. Trying to think of those. Most of my time is committed to the library and doing library programming.
That's okay. I just didn't know if you enjoy it, if you were able to get out and go on the river and do some fishing or anything like that. I think because I know I haven't enough, and so I'm always interested, like, what other people do to spend their time here.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else that you want to say? I mean, here's your platform to get people excited to vote and, mm-hmm. you know, October 3rd is the election, so.
Well, I hope everyone votes. I think city government is very important, and this is your opportunity to voice who you think would be the best fit to run your city council. I believe my platform is simply that I want to be so involved in this community, and I want to help as much as I possibly can, and I want to be able to listen, and that's something that I think is one of the most important things we fail sometimes as human beings, is to just spend our time listening to what other people need and what the community needs are, and to see what we can do to actually make those realities. I do believe the past city council has done the absolute best for what they think is best for the community. Mm-hmm. But I would argue that mine is my main goal here in doing this is to, A, be a part of the community, B, help in any way I can, and C, to just be a voice. So in order to be that voice, I should be able to listen. So,
thank you so much, Michaela Miller.
That's KYUK's Francisco Martinez-Cuello speaking with Michaela Miller, a candidate in Bethel's upcoming city council election, which takes place October 3rd. Join us tomorrow for coffee with Nicholas Watson, another one of the 8 candidates running for seats on the Bethel City Council.
This is Coffee at KYUK.
That's Coffee, weekday mornings at 8:40. Catch up on old episodes by visiting kyuk.org or find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.